Books and Arts.
Culture in the Middle East. The Sultan's Song. How Gulf Rulers Learned to Love Opera.
In Lakme, an opera by Leo Delib, a Brahmin priest laments his daughter's affair with a British officer. The patriarch's view of forbidden love has a special piquancy at the Royal Opera House Muscat, or ROHM, where the work was performed earlier this year. One of the most spectacular opera houses in the world, the venue is the flagship of the art form's swift rise across the conservative Gulf region. In 1970, when Sultan Qaboos ousted his father, Oman had only two hospitals and three schools. Qaboos, now 78, has used some of the country's oil wealth to update both its infrastructure and its image. The Sultan is an autocrat and a spendthrift, but he affects an enthusiasm for the arts. He founded the Royal Oman Symphony Orchestra in 1985. The ROHM opened in 2011. Its staircase and marble match the Opera de Paris in grandeur. But the region's opera boom transcends Oman. Dubai opened a glass-cased opera house in the shadow of the world's tallest skyscraper in 2016. Kuwait's glitzy new culture complex staged the Magic Flute last year. Meanwhile, Jordan's open-air opera festival, the region's first, is now held each year in Oman's Roman amphitheatre. One reason for the fad is economic. Qaboos wants to create jobs for Omanis and diversify beyond oil, including by boosting tourism. The ROHM has reputedly become Muscat's second most popular site, after the Grand Mosque. Three-quarters of its staff are Omani. Soft power diplomacy is also part of the story. For example, a plan is afoot for Oman to fund an opera house in Beirut. A bid to recruit a Saudi minister to the board of La Scala in Milan and for it to accept 15 million euros from the Saudi government, founded amid an outcry over human rights abuses. But La Scala's academy still plans to set up an opera school for children in Riyadh.